95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
What's up?
You know, it's funny. That song right there, I've seen more artists claim that as their favorite Stone song. Just different artists, different genres, all sorts of different humans across the years. I love that song.
That is a good song.
Right in the middle of a twofer from the Stones.
I'd like to do it in case you missed it from yesterday, if you don't mind, quickly. And that is the man rushed to ICU after crunching lung while masturbating too hard.
Did you ever find more details about that? Like, how do you hurt your own lung?
I don't know. We did this in the 5 o'clock hour, though, and I just want to make sure everybody's aware of this, that I don't know why you need to go that hard.
It could be dangerous. I'd go there. I see.
That's not what I meant. Apparently, there's a way that your lung can leak air.
Okay.
And so it leaks air into your ribs and your shoulder blade and all around your lung.
I hope it makes like a balloon noise.
It makes a crackling noise.
Oh, not like a high-pitched, like a balloon, like when you're letting air out. That's not good.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
I mean, especially if you're going to town, you know, if you're treating your body like a wonderland or whatever it was.
Right, I think that's what it was. But I mean, how can one cause the other?
I don't know, man.
How is it possible to need to be active enough
alone
to tear, according to this article, your lung?
That's what the neighbors are definitely like. Keep it down in there. Right.
What are you doing? No, that's the noise. So I'm just saying, be aware of it.
Yeah.
It exists.
Yeah.
Go easy.
Public service from Kevin.
Take some time.
Very thoughtful of you.
You don't need to rush.
No, and you know, if you're screaming and you're hurting your lungs, just dial it back like half.
Maybe just give a little. Give yourself a, say, 30-second break.
Maybe. Go back to it later.
I'm just saying, it can be very dangerous. Don't tear your lung. The Cassiosaurus Rex is wandering the hallways.
Oh, so yeah, I saw him. He was eating one of those ladies in finance. Like, she had half of her in her mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see any. I just saw licking his chops.
Blood everywhere. It was crazy. Crazy.
That's your chance to win $2,000 today. That's coming up in a second. Mm-hmm. I don't want to shave. That's what comes down for me. I'm a selfish bastard, and I don't want to shave. Now, they're relaxing all of the mask standards.
Yeah, here and there. Like. Yeah, a lot of stuff. They're certainly on its way out, the whole years of masks.
And
years.
A lot of the airlines are now saying that it's not, you know, mandatory. And my point is, I don't like to shave. So I could not shave for a week and look like I'm in ZZ Top. And still, I could wear a mask and I'd be fine.
Yeah, you've always been very clean shaven.
Right.
But now you're fine. I mean, you're clean shaven right now. I've gave up. Look, I quit. I don't care anymore.
But you don't.
I used to shave.
You also don't grow whiskers. Why would you shave every day? You have nothing on your face.
How dare you, sir? I will hit puberty soon, and then I will have.
Your voice will drop, and everything will be great.
It won't be nearly this high and annoying.
I'm just saying, listen, I understand that it's a very, very, very serious topic.
Mm-hmm. But we won't take it seriously.
However.
That don't matter to us.
I don't want to shave. That's my point.
So that's the reason you're not worried about safety.
I am worried about safety, but
mostly you just want to be lazy.
Secondly, when I get on a plane, I'm going to have to shave.
Yeah. Why? No one cares. Are you going to pick someone up on the plane? You're going to be like,
yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm not going to go ask him. I would if he had shaven.
If he had shaven today, maybe.
We would have hooked up in Baltimore.
No, I'm just saying they're positives. Yeah. I assume women could take it easy on the makeup, right? Because they have to wear a mask.
Sure, except for the eyeballs, I suppose.
Well, right, but I mean, just the part that the mask covers.
That's a weird concept, though, but then if it came off, it'd be
there are tiny little positives about wearing masks.
Well, I think it's kind of nice that you don't have to smile all the time.
When I first started here, I would walk down the hallway, and I was trying to be nice to people, let them know, hey, hi, nice to meet you,
right.
Who are you? And I would smile.
But
big,
it was pointless.
And then I would think, I'm wearing a mask. They can't tell I'm smiling.
So yeah, now you can be your usual.
So everybody just thought like I was glowering. Just like, ugh.
You can be your usual surly self.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, not have to have anybody.
I'm just saying they're tiny little things that I'm going to miss about not having to do with health.
Yeah, anything you're going to miss about masks?
855-KLOS. There were a few things that you enjoyed. Of course, you can still wear a mask if you choose to, of course. And maybe I'll do that when I don't shave.
Especially if you're getting on a plane and hoping to pick someone up.
But it's not my plan. I have someone, and that someone will be on the plane with me and will want me to be shaven. That's
the problem. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. All right. So 818-955-KLOS. There were tiny good things about it.
It was kind of fun to go into stores and feel like you're going to rob the place, you know.
Did you ever?
Rob the place?
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that on the radio.
Okay, so yes. Solid. So what are the tiny little things that you're going to miss if you don't wear a mask? Yeah. And you have been.
Or is there anything? Maybe you're just going to be thrilled.
Maybe, yeah. Listen, they're annoying. Agreed.
Yeah.
But, you know, I always found them safe, so I always wore them. But there are these little things that are really not significant at all.
You don't wear glasses, do you?
Reading glasses.
So did you find it fogging up? And did you ever come around with a way to fix that?
Yeah,
people have put that stupid glasses on your nose. Blah, blah, blah,
yeah, you sort of have to do it that way, but you just move the mask up a little bit.
I won't miss that because that was a pain in the butt.
Right, so that's a positive.
Yeah.
You can actually wear reading glasses and not have to look through fog. 818-955 KLOS, call now. There are some changes going on in the mask rules in this world.
That's true.
Airlines are changing. Yeah. There was a judge that said that the president and the CDC were unable to make mask mandates. So things are changing.
And you know, overall, we don't have to wear them here in the lovely radio station anymore,
right,
like we always used
but
to.
But if you want to, of course you can. My point is, there are little things that I kind of liked about wearing them.
Yeah.
Even though they're super annoying and my ears are monstrous and they just cut into my head.
Yeah, I already starting to forget about that. They were just, by the end of the day, they were like,
it drives me crazy,
bleeding out the back of your ears.
But I didn't have to shave.
Yeah, that was kind of nice.
And that was sweet.
And I could be real sour and hungover and no one would see it quite as easily as they usually do.
And then you put the mask over your eyes so they couldn't see that they were bloodshot.
Yep, exactly.
So we're talking about the tiny little things that you like about it. KLOS, hello.
Hello, it's Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
One of the small things that come out of wearing a mask for me is I have mild rosacea on my nose. It's like I'm allergic to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And wearing a mask all the time, it cleared it up.
Interesting.
Oh, actually cleared it up or just plain hides it?
No, it clears up because I'm not
sure.
In the sun.
Gotcha. That's
you
know, nice.
The doctors tell you what can cause or irritate rosacea isn't much. It's sun, wind, heat, exercise, alcohol, salsa.
So not much, just everything in the world.
So living.
Existing.
Yeah, I don't know what else there is in life.
Right? Well, I guess maybe keep wearing that mask to keep your nose safe.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Sargo, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Aces.
Thank you. If you start taking off your mask, what are you going to miss about it?
You know what? It's not me personally. Okay. I'm going to miss the people that don't brush their teeth.
Interesting.
Yeah. I
didn't even think about people don't brush their teeth because they wear a mask.
Are they just plain have horrible breath anyway?
Oh,
exactly.
That's gross.
Never enough to have bad breath.
Right. So they're back.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That's a good point. That's very good.
That's a good tip. People brush anyway.
I guess I'm just around people who do good grooming, so I'm not used to that sort of problem. Hi, KLOS.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. Well. Thank you.
I don't know why I'm calling. I heard you say call.
That's great. Thank you.
You were supposed to give us $20. Can we PayPal that from you right now?
You could, but how about Venmo?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That's fine.
Only 20? You guys are cheap.
We've been told that often.
Shoot, I didn't know we could get more.
818-955-KLOS.
What are the tiny things you missed about wearing a mask? People are dumb coming up in a few minutes. First, we're talking about the tiny things that perhaps you'll miss about wearing a mask.
I'm pretty sure that I heard somebody's butt get bit.
I'm not sure what that means.
I don't know what that means either, but I'm dying to find out.
Casualsource Rex?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. You just got to text the word Clippers to 68683.
Oh, Clippers, 68683.
Yes, you text. It's a texting thing.
Yeah. And then he'll show up at your house and give you money, maybe, if you're lucky. Or bite your head off. That could be fun, too.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, dude. Good luck.
KLOS, hello.
Seriously, man, I've been on hold for so long. Good thing I'm in traffic. Hey, what was the topic again? Masks and glasses or something?
No, listen, the topic is they are changing the rules some on mask wearing.
And it'll go away completely eventually.
Hopefully. It'll eventually go away. But there's tiny things that you're going to miss about wearing a mask. Mine is I could get away without shaving.
I'll tell you what, your tiny things I'm going to miss besides the fact that I like wearing one. And I work at a place where there's 50,000 people with no masks.
Right.
But the best thing is, for me, it keeps my nose warm. I mean, it's like, wow. It's like, you know, I could wear this all the time. It keeps my face warm and stuff, at night. And I'm like, it's a really good thing.
Where do you work?
I work for the Dodgers.
For the Dodgers?
So you're out there late at night and it gets chilly, but with the mask on, you're a little bit warmer.
Oh, the mask is beautiful.
Huh.
It keeps my face warm.
Keeps your face warm. Okay.
Yeah. Right on.
That's what the topic was because I forgot.
All right.
You know, I'm just zoning out here.
I am very familiar with that feeling. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. So one of the things about the mask, like without wearing them or whatever,
yeah.
I don't have to wax or thread my upper lip.
Wow, so there you go. You're
really
sort of saying that, Kevin. You're
sort of the same thing.
Yeah.
You and I are going to be now members of ZZ Top. Both. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Kayla West, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Talking about tiny little things. If you stop wearing a mask, what will you miss?
I'll miss definitely wearing my gaiter, which is a NECA thing to wear as a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure it's more comfortable than just wearing a plain old mask, since my ears would ache after wearing them all the time.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Those of us with giant ears know that pain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
Kayla West, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
You're talking about the mask?
If you stop wearing them, what will you miss?
Yeah, what's one of the things that actually they're kind of good about them?
Well, I thought that they were like my instant facelift.
They just sort of made you look younger because all we could see was your eyes?
Right.
I get that.
Can't see all those.
You're young at heart and it punches through your eyes.
Exactly.
All right, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks. That's interesting.
Kayla West, hello.
Hello.
Hi there, tiny things that you'll miss if you stop wearing a mask.
Women, man, their eyes. I mean, when they smile, you can see it in their eyes, man. I mean, women were beautiful with masks on. Their eyes were beautiful.
Okay, let me.
Well, that really ties into what the woman just said when she just.
If I could give you a counter argument, the eyes will still show in a woman without a mask.
Ooh.
Yeah, but maybe you're just too focused on her mouth.
Ooh, maybe you're just too focused on her mouth. Look in her eyes, dude. That's what I'm going to miss about. That's what I'm going to miss about Max.
All right. Right on. Okay.
Right, I got you.
Thanks for calling.
Take it easy.
That was an odd call. That was strange.
They might have solved the problem of the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, get out of here.
Details coming up in a few minutes.
Wow, really?
Yep.
That's one of my favorite myths of all time.
Same.
Damn.
I was on the Loch Ness on a boat with a gun.
That's right. You were shooting into the water, you and Bean, right?
Yes, we were.
You're trying to kill Nessie. I mean, that's not even a joke. It really happened, didn't it?
Details on the way of what they think has really happened.
Wow.
Listen, we're a little later than normal, but usually at 3:50, we try to give you People Are Dumb.
People are dumb.
Bang!
When you're a dumb dumb.
Take that, Nessie.
Kevin and Slugger.
Bang!
They ought to know.
Nessie's next, though, not now. First, yeah. Missing Florida woman found naked, trapped in storm drain.
Now, missing Florida woman naked.
Yes.
Those things go together so often.
Storm drain.
Yeah, storm drain.
Listen to the 911 call.
Okay.
911, do you have an emergency?
Hi, yes. There's somebody stuck in a sewer over here on Atlantic in 11th Avenue.
Somebody stuck in
there's a lady stuck in a sewer.
Is there like a red balloon?
Not so far, no.
Does everybody float down there?
Yes, okay. Ma'am. She cannot get out. She's screaming for help.
Okay, so a female
Hello?
Is stuck in the sewer?
Yes, ma'am. How did she get in there?
question for the ages. Why would you bother asking
I've
that
question?
I've
got the answer to that, but after we hear this.
Okay, but yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know. She was just screaming for help, though. She's naked. She don't have no clothes.
Can you see any visible injuries on her?
I can definitely see some stuff on
Did
her.
Did you hear that?
No.
You heard? It's quite thorough.
Hey, no, she ain't.
She ain't hurt. All right, here's the story. Florida woman reported missing earlier this month.
Yeah. This month?
Yes.
Wow.
Was found naked and trapped in an 8-foot storm drain, told her rescuers she had been in the sewer system for a certain amount of time. I'm going to tell you that in a second.
Oh, my God.
She was identified as Delray Beach Lindsay Jane Kennedy, 43 years old. She became trapped in a storm drain, and it was her daughter said she frequently uses narcotics. What a surprise.
What?
She claimed that she was swimming near her boyfriend's house.
Swimming near her boyfriend's house.
And that she became curious as to where a tunnel led.
Huh.
It was a little crate thing. She took it off.
Oh, good. Take the crate thing off.
She went into the tunnel, and then she found another one that led to another tunnel.
Sure, like they do.
And eventually she got lost, and she claimed she'd been walking around the sewer system for approximately 3 weeks.
Wow. 3 weeks. What is she eating down there? I'm afraid to ask. You can't go 3 weeks without eating something. Something's going in your mouth.
She was in the sewer for 3 weeks. That's all I got for you.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have a chance for you to win $2,000 coming up in about 15 minutes.
That giant beast will be wandering in with some damn text word for you.
What do you think about the Loch Ness Monster?
That's one of my favorite weirdnesses ever.
Same.
Yeah. You actually, you and your little friend Bean went to Loch Ness.
We did, yeah.
Took one of those little tour boats to see if you could see Nessie.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to see Nessie, you were firing guns into the water to try and kill it, right?
It was dark, so we couldn't see into the water. And they provided us with weapons, so yes, we used them. What are we supposed to do?
They provided you with guns?
Yes, they did.
I am so going to Scotland, man.
It was pretty great.
I'm on my way.
There's a molecular ecologist named Professor Matthew Sweet who has his own theory on the Loch Ness Monster.
Okay.
And in his tweet, he says, back in the day, travelers or explorers would draw what they saw. This is where many sea monster stories come from. Tentacled and alien-esque appendages emerging from the water, giving belief to something more sinister lurking beneath. However, Professor Matthew Sweet says, in many cases, it was just whale penises.
You were saying some really weird stuff today.
Yeah.
Whale penises.
In many cases.
Detachable whale penis.
It didn't say detached.
Detachable whale penis.
He just said in most cases it was...
So they're upside down? Do they have them in the usual...
I don't
place?
Understand
them on their head, right?
That's why on the Heineken 00 hotline, we're going to talk to Professor Matthew Sweet.
Oh, wow.
And get his explanation of exactly what he means by this.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hi, yes, this is Professor Matthew Sweet. How are you?
We're great.
Wonderful.
Thank you for calling today. We appreciate it.
By the way, I'm not the same Matthew Sweet who had the hit song Girlfriend in 1991.
I was thinking of, I was wondering.
Everybody thinks of it. It makes me crazy.
Well, I'm glad I didn't say
it
then.
Start by telling you right away, that's not me. Oh,
that's okay, not you.
Thank you for clearing that up.
How do you
You're welcome. Now we can get over the important stuff like whale penises.
Okay. How do you know what people were drawing was a whale penis?
Listen, it's faith. Simple fact. If you look at the old maps from the maritime days of people out in the oceans, when they talk about the huge sea creatures that are coming out of the water, if you look at the shape of the tentacle, it's identical to a whale's penis. And that's what they were seeing. They just drew it because they didn't know any better.
So the whales were upside down but near the top of the water?
Yes, listen. Whales, when they mate, they have several male whales in the area with one female whale, a cow.
That's right.
I love the way you talk, sir.
Very exciting.
I love that sound.
And they're taking turns with the lady whale. And so while they're waiting for their turn, they're swimming around and they breach out of the water. And when they breach, they often go on the belly up. And that's when you see the huge extended male whale penis in the air.
And it looks a bit like the Loch
Ness. Huge! It's a huge penis!
It is big.
And it looks a bit like the Loch Ness Monster?
You gotta see a big whale dong to really appreciate it.
I don't want to. How big are they? Do you have information on that?
Miles!
Wow!
Miles!
Amy, you would think that people going out whale watching would be in for quite a show. Usually, I don't remember anybody coming back from one of those with this kind of story.
Well, because they're not breeding all the time, for God's sake, they're not sex maniacs. They have other things to do.
All right.
They're eating krill and things, all
right? Right.
Just gotta do other things. They're not just all banging all day long.
Right.
Although that would be a great life to be a whale. A huge penis banging all day long.
That would be pretty phenomenal.
I want to come back as a huge penis whale in the next life.
They call them penis whales?
Oh, yeah, it's a special breed. I know these things. I'm a professor.
I heard that, yes. You also sing a song that we love.
Yeah.
I with the song from 1991.
It's not you. Okay,
sorry. Oh, all right.
Thank you for taking the time today, sir.
Well, thank you for talking penis.
In a few seconds, we've got the code word for you to text in today to win $2,000.
To make that dinosaur Cachosaurus Rex cough up cash all over you.
That's coming up in a second. My friend Sluggo has given me music his whole life.
That's true.
He started in the 30s. he would have a quartet show up outside my house, and they would sing.
Serenade you.
He would give me CDs of music, and just Friday, or a week ago Friday, he gave me a little USB stick with a bunch of different music on it.
Yeah, there was freestyle on there. There was some new wave stuff, some punk stuff.
Keep
there was
going.
Soundtracks.
Soundtracks, yes.
A bunch of soundtrack
because
music.
Because Sluggo likes classical music.
I do. I started getting into it in like 1997. I was just like started
How do
listening.
You remember the exact year?
Because I was bored at home. That's one of the times I wasn't doing any work in radio. So I had like 6 months to just kick back and I started collecting stuff that I had always liked. Like I, as a kid, my sister used to play this piece right here.
On the piano?
Yes. And she was really good at it.
No, on the saxophone. What am I talking about? Okay.
On a synthesizer.
What is it?
This is Rachmaninoff, and this particular recording is him playing his own composition in 1919. And that's why the recording is so bad. But she used to play this all the time.
And you started liking it
then?
Yeah,
I was like, wow, that's psychotic, depressing, weird music. And he gets really crazy by the end. He's just banging on the pianos. It's kind of rocking. My other sister was in listening to Led Zeppelin. So
that's
quite
so
a combination
weird.
Of stuff, yeah. But she liked Beethoven, Moonlight Sonata, and all that
I will
stuff,
say
so.
This. I do think that my love of classical music is almost all movie-related.
Oh, yeah.
Right. All movie scores.
Right.
There's a lot of great classical music.
There really is. It is kind of modern classical music.
Yes,
a lot of
agreed.
It was written for plays back in the day, and then it's just kind of, you know, now only is known as the instrumental stuff. But, yeah, there's some great music written for movies that's basically classical music.
That's insane. Your sister used to play this.
Yeah.
And you liked it.
Yeah. I was like four.
Did she play it well?
I mean, I think so. And she is still a piano player. She can still play. So probably. She was probably pretty good.
You have how many songs?
Oh, my God.
How many classical songs do you have?
Did I send you that screenshot of my...
You sent a partial screenshot, yes.
My current that I'm listening to classical playlist is 250 songs long. And that is probably about a quarter of everything that I have.
I know...
it's not a lot, but when you get down to it... I mean,
I know a dozen songs.
Right.
Is that the same?
You might be surprised how many you know, actually. Yeah.
I don't know. That's sort of bizarre.
Yeah.
And I'll bet that's surprising to people. I'll bet there are people
who
know you that have no idea and would be surprised that you like classical music.
Yeah, I'm usually giving them a punk compilation or rock thing or whatever. But
of course.
Yeah, but I love the Brahms and the Bach and the Beethoven, all the B's. Anybody that started
with
a B.
With a B, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, what about you? You got some weird music that you like besides...
No, I don't really. I don't really. But I assume there are a lot of people who have music that their friends would be surprised that they like.
Yeah, no, totally.
Like, I'm sure there are a lot of people who would be surprised that know you well.
Right.
That would be surprised to know that you like classical music.
I love classical music. It's been out. Yeah, actually, a friend who was totally into it, he was a big punk fan. He was a massive punk fan. And all of a sudden, he told me one day, he's like, you know, I'm going to go program a bluegrass station in Kentucky.
Oh, that is just puke-inducing.
Because he loves that stuff. And I'm
bluegrass
like, when did
you so
start
bad.
Listening to that? And he goes, oh, I've always heard, all my life I've listened to bluegrass.
Wow.
Yeah, and he actually in Kentucky. I mean, that's like in the heart of it.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Okay, so that's the question. So you like a style of music your friends would be surprised by.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that style of music?
Yeah.
It may not be your favorite style.
Right.
But you like a style of music that your friends would be very surprised to find out about.
Right.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Kayla West.
I love what a crappy recording it is.
It is pretty crappy.
From 1919.
You couldn't find a better recording of that?
Oh, no! Look out!
Ah! That was my acting.
That was great acting.
Yeah, thank you.
It's my favorite
my
sound
agent
right
dropped
here.
Me years ago. Should meet right now, dude. You gotta talk. 95.5 KLOS Southern California's Rock Station.
Give me a minute.
Haven't got it there. Kevin has a mouthful of, what is that you're eating, Twix?
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what, a Twix?
Yeah, Twix, sorry.
Twix, okay, got it, okay.
He got it out of the garbage. It was laying on top. He thought it was okay.
What kind of music would
well, at least
your...
he didn't dig to the bottom.
That's true.
Good point. What kind of music would your friends be surprised you like?
Well, you know what? I love Chopin's Nocturnes.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know what that is, but...
It's all the mellow stuff.
Okay.
Piano.
It is very deep. Yep. But, you know, we were going to Charge GBH and stuff at the Olympic Auditorium and, you know, we were just hitting all the metal shows.
Right. But then you'd come home and you'd chill out with some Chopin.
Well, that didn't come until recently in my life.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the older you get, the more you appreciate it.
I had a hard time sleeping, and so I tried something different, and boy, that'll knock you out.
Yep. The nocturne will knock you out.
Yes, it will.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. Sorry Kevin had a mouthful of food.
Listen, you started on purpose because I was eating. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. What's the style of music you'd like that your friends would be surprised by?
Classical music.
Yay! You too. Right on.
You too, all right.
Yeah.
How did you get started?
When I was 18 years old, at home, it was the summertime, I remember, was turning to different stations. I came upon it, and I thought, let's check this out and see what's going on with this channel.
Interesting. When you were 18?
Yeah, that's pretty young.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was 30-something. Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just now getting to it.
And he's like 92.
Right.
Right on, man. Well, what's one of your favorite composers, decomposing composers?
Oh, you know what? That's just, I'm not that good. I just turn it on and let it play.
Sure.
And, you know, it's nice.
That's
the hard
thing about classical music. It doesn't generally have names. It's just Opus 69 and FU minor number 2. And you just got to know
that. Of course it's 69
crap.
And of course it's FU.
What? Well, you know, what is a
minor?
I'm not that smart. I like it. Me like lot.
Right,
okay,
on,
great.
Right. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
What is the music style that you like that your friends would be surprised by? We are talking about Sluggo likes classical music.
Yeah. I think it kind of started, too, with loving movie soundtracks.
Yes,
as a kid, I would not buy albums because I just buy 45s.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, for $6 or $7, you could get a movie album, a soundtrack,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, all sorts of soundtracks. So I had all of those. Those are the only albums I had as a
kid. That's the first time that I ever... I'm going to play a clip from Godfather 3. Now, listen, I know that's
three.
Not, I know it's not considered a classic.
Okay.
I liked it.
Okay.
But I know it's not considered a classic.
Sure.
But there was a point in that movie where there was music that was so incredible.
Okay.
That I went and looked up what music was in that scene.
All right.
And downloaded that song. That was the first time I realized, music in movies can be incredibly moving.
Yeah, and vaguely classical.
Very classic.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. This is the beginning of an opera song.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know that.
There you go.
So basically what's happening is they go in to see an opera or whatever. I wasn't really paying attention.
Throwing horses' heads around.
And they come down the stairs and his daughter gets shot.
Okay.
And she dies.
Right.
And he,
spoiler alert!
And he has this scene on the steps that's super moving where he's got his mouth wide open and he's crying as loud as he can. But there's no sound. There's just this music.
Oh, okay.
And this is the scene when she gets shot, there's mayhem, and then the music starts playing. Everything kind of slows down to nothing.
Right.
And then she gets shot, and she falls over.
Dad?
Dad?
Mom, no! Mom, no!
Mom.
And then there's just this music.
Right.
His mouth is wide open. He's sobbing, crying. But you can't hear a word of it. The
right.
sound of it.
Right. That's weird. That's...
Until this. I was like, this music is amazing. I need to look it up. And then he inhales and actually cries for real. Went and looked up that music. I was like,
right.
that's amazing music.
Who is it and what is it?
I don't know.
I don't recognize it.
No, I'm just kidding. I looked it up. It's called Cavalleria Rusticana Intermezzo.
Okay. So, composed by who?
How am I supposed to? I don't know everything. I just know the name. I thought you'd be impressed.
That's awesome, man.
Anyway, so that was the thing where you go,
you've taken your first step into a larger world.
This style of music can be beautiful.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
So the call-in topic is types of music that you're into that maybe your friends would be surprised by.
I would have never thought you would like an opera song, dude. That's a fact.
I didn't know it was an opera song.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no opera in that part.
Right.
Except for him yelling,
which
is what they do. Kayla West, hello.
Bottom line, guys, I've listened to you for 25 years and longer. Doug Roberts and I are kind of buddies, Jed Gould too.
Mm-hmm.
And I have played Green Day, Nirvana, Nine Inch Nails, and Sublime with my boys.
Right.
And I listen to opera.
Oh, wow.
You like opera. Wow. Wow. That is
nice.
Fellas, legit. When I'm tired, it's been a long day. I wind down, I feel a little high-pitched, I don't know, acapella, something operatic, and it's killer.
Wow, that's that amazing. Is what, I'm not trying to insult you, I promise, but that is like fingernails on a chalkboard
to
me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it drives me nuts.
You just can't do the opera.
No. Huh.
It took me a while to get into it. I am learning it
you
now.
You are?
It's really hardcore.
It helps you calm down?
Well, I'd rather stick forks in my eyes sometimes, as Bill Burr would say, but after a long day, some really good opera, or sometimes Karen Carpenter's voice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can hear that, too. Yeah.
Sticking forks in your eyes isn't going to help with music, but listen.
Hey, give it a go.
You do you.
Right on, man. I appreciate you calling, man. Thanks for calling in.
Check in soon. Take care, boys.
Take care.
Kayla West, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. What's the type of music you listen to that your friends would be surprised by?
Not as much as I used to, but the hardcore punk back in 79, 80. I was into the Black Flag, Circle Jerk.
Sure. Since,
but your friends wouldn't think that? What would they think you like?
I listen to rock nowadays.
Yeah.
Just, you know, like KLOS music. But yeah, I used to go to all the gigs. I had a buddy named Johnny who had a band named Circle One. He was heavily into the punk scene. I got because of him, I got to meet a lot of these bands.
Oh, cool.
That's nice. Pretty cool. And of course, 79 is the time for punk.
Yeah,
so
that was, yeah.
Makes sense.
We partied with Henry Rollins in the band,
nice.
Black Flag.
Awesome.
I mean, it was badass. I mean, when I listen to it now, though, people look at me and like, what the hell is
of course
wrong
they do.
I'm angry! Get off me! Right on, dude. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you.
I mean, all rock. I have always loved rock.
Sure.
Anything the harder, the better, man.
Right. Except for classical music.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Kayla West, hello.
Hey, yeah, what's going on? I just had a comment. You guys were talking about like soundtracks, movies, and classical music.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen The Sting with Robert Redford?
Yes. Great soundtrack.
Man, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Scott Joplin, the Entertainer, like classic American ragtime.
Pineapple Rag, Maple Leaf Rag, a lot of great stuff on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
What
totally
is
agree.
Happening right now?
So
I'm
do you
telling
like
you, man.
Ragtime music in general or just specifically that soundtrack?
Ragtime in general, but I mean, well, specifically Scott Joplin for sure.
Right.
But,
sure, yeah.
I mean,
nice.
You know what I mean? You can't go wrong.
How funny would it be if I told you both for reals that I used to play ragtime music on the piano?
What?
Yes.
Are you
I
really?
I don't believe you.
I did.
Nice. How good were you?
On one song, I was great, and everything else, I was pretty crappy.
So we could maybe see you sitting in Disneyland out on the main street playing the piano.
I don't think you can see that now. No.
Exactly. That's why you just take the good song you know and use that for the recital.
There you go.
Yeah,
recital.
Exactly. All right, guys.
Thanks for calling, man.
Kayla West, hello.
I like listening to my in your mouth.
Yeah, but all your friends would expect you to like that. 95.5 Kayla West, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
Looking at an article about the importance of maintaining structure and routine, especially during stressful times.
Well, you know, things have been so quiet in the world
they
lately.
They have. It's been very peaceful. The problem with the pandemic and the health of you and your family, and it's overwhelming.
Yes.
Then you look at Ukraine and you look at everything that's going on. It's just craziness.
Yep.
So they're talking about the importance of maintaining structure and routine.
Which has almost been impossible of late. I mean, it's finally kind of falling back into normal, you know, whatever.
Well,
day-to-day.
I mean, during the pandemic when everything was shut down.
Yeah.
It was almost impossible to keep a routine because there was just nothing to do.
Yep.
One of the things they say is to keep your the time you wake up the same every day.
I do, and I don't want to. Like, I will say I'm not going to set an alarm, but I wake up at 7 o'clock every damn morning, like almost on the button.
Right, but that's fine because you're not waking up to an alarm.
That's true.
That's the one thing I don't do because I had to wake up so early so long.
It must be so nice to not have to wake up at 3 in the morning.
When I wake up. I don't care. It's not one of those routines that I need.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things like eating on a regular schedule.
Yeah.
Things that you can control. There are a few things that I have to do or I can't get on with my day.
Such as?
such as I have to work out every day. Okay. Once. Doesn't have to be a lot.
Dun, 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 dun.
Doesn't have to be a lot, let's be honest. I also have to brush my teeth every morning. And before I go anywhere, I have to take a shower.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Have to.
Right.
Like if I'm late, I'll take a shower.
Right. Doesn't matter. Well, thank you for doing that, by the way. I've known too many people over the years. I will not leave the house without a good bathing myself.
You just have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And before I go to bed as well. But.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of it for me.
Yeah. I have a bunch of routines that irritate me. I used to like to
just... You don't like having routines?
No, but I have so many weird things that I have to do. I mean, there's like...
All right, hold that thought.
Yeah.
We're going to take your calls about the routines that are important to you.
Right.
At 818-955-KLOS, especially during the last 3 years, but even today, routines that are important to you.
Yeah.
The weirder, the better. I'm going to be honest.
You mean like intentionally running over the little blue indicators on the road when you see them in front of fire hydrants because you just have to hit them?
That's super weird.
Is that a routine? It does make me happy.
Yes.
Every time I hit one, I'm like...
Every time you drive past it. Yes. Yeah, it's a routine. What other things
I just like... It's because the specifics of making all the bizarre things that I do for a living work have to be done in such a strange order that... And I have them all in my head. Like, for example, there's the satellite thing that I deal with.
Right.
Some people know about every morning.
Right.
To get there and make that happen on a national basis is so weird.
Right.
There are so many weird little steps you have to do, and I got them all in my head. And if I... You don't have to do them that way necessarily, but I do or I forget.
But if you don't do them that way, you don't do them right.
And I'll forget something and it'll fall through the cracks.
But that annoys you.
Yep. I don't... Yeah. Because I just like to...
want to have to.
I just
want to
be a little high, man, and sit around, drink some beer, and forget about it.
That's what we do here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but yeah, routine does help, I have to admit.
Do you eat at the same times each day?
Pretty much. Yeah, do you as well now?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, doctors will tell you that's a good thing for you. Doctors.
Doctors, what do they know?
Tell your doctor what's right for you.
Making sure that you're well-rested. Hey, thanks for that. That's very important. Thank you. Try to stay positive. Great, thanks. A lot of this stuff doesn't really work for me, but there are certain things that everyone has that really, that routine makes their life work.
Right. Well, there's like really weird routines. Like, you know, when you go to Vegas, you see people almost praying to slot machines. They'll touch them in three different places.
Yeah, that's almost OCD, though.
Yeah, I suppose. But it's a way of winning.
Yeah, true.
That's a routine. Are you, like, we'll play one hand of whatever game and then you'll move on to the next one.
Right.
You sort of those kind of things maybe too. And but the healthier routines are nice, but the weirder routines maybe get the job done. Yeah, and funnier.
So what's the strangest routine?
Yeah, what's your weird routine?
You can call with your normal ones too.
Sure.
818-955-KLOS, but the stranger the better. Your routine that sort of makes you feel like your day's going well.
You're getting it done.
Right. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Not sure what's happening.
Not me either.
It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We're talking about routines that make your day work. KLOS, hello.
Yes.
My
routine.
Mm-hmm.
My routine is after having coffee about 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, you have to have coffee. Good.
I got to hit my throne.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. After the coffee, right?
After the coffee.
Yeah.
Gets
things going.
Yes. What do you think?
I like that you don't just sit on your throne. You hit it.
I'd hit that throne.
Thank you.
Okay, are you going to try it?
Yeah, right on, man. Yes, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We are great. Thank you. You have a routine that you need to do to be successful during the day?
Yes.
What is
diet
it?
Diet and exercise.
Diet and exercise? No! Blah!
Boo! What kind of diet? Like, what specifically?
Well, you know, like routine, you know, low-fat diet. Boo. You know, like maybe fish, you know, poultry.
Boring!
You don't want to build that cholesterol in your body. You know what I mean?
That's true.
No, listen, you're saying is right, but it's dull.
Yeah, we hate it. We hate it.
And that keeps me going. I'm 62 years old, but I feel like 50.
Right on. Thanks for calling,
man. Hilarious. Thank you.
818-955-KLOS.
What routine makes your day work? Call now.
I'm 52, but I'm not a day.
Feel 50.
That's awesome. This looks like dinosaur droppings to me.
It's coming soon.
Oh, my God.
To a radio station near you. We're talking about what routines help you through extremely stressful times like we have been living through. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Thing I do is get up every morning about 4, drink
3 cups of coffee, smoke a joint,
mm-hmm.
and have a great morning. That and listen to you guys in the evening.
Why nice. Do you wake up at 4? Do you have to work that early?
I'm retired, and I'm a bum, and I'm not a bum. I'm a grandfather, so I go around and see all the grandkids.
Wow, dude, what a great life.
They get up that early, too, and they don't know that I do my...
Your early morning toke.
What a great life you have.
Yeah, dude, I'm so jealous. I can't wait. I cannot wait to get to your point.
I enjoy it so much.
Sure.
Do you pass out joints to the grandkids?
The little boy tortures the little girl. The little girl's older.
Uh-huh.
And I keep thinking in my mind, and this is horrible. I feel like Chester the Molester, but I figure that when he's younger and she's older, mm-hmm. she can sick her girlfriends on him to torture. He's torturing her now. She can torture him later.
Gotcha. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Right on, man.
Thank you guys for going through that.
Listen, that was quite an emotional roller coaster.
You helped me. You helped me through my life.
Thank you, man.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
The routine that helps you get through difficult times. Right now we are talking about routine that helps you get through difficult times and what is important to you. KLOS, hello.
Kevin, I just wanted to tell you how proud I was that you spelled Tustin correctly.
Did I what?
You spelled Tustin correctly.
Oh, Tustin.
Tustin. That's the word you're supposed to text for the Cachosaurus Rex contest.
Do you usually say it? Does he usually say it wrong?
Well, because, you know, language is hard sometimes.
Listen, language is hard, and spelling is especially hard for me, and I was reading it, but thank you.
I know you read it. That's why.
Thank you for the congratulations.
Thank you for the support. You know, that's what gets him through a day.
Okay, I love you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Okay, I love now. You guys.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, KLOS.
Hello, Kevin and Sluggo.
Yes. Hi.
Yeah. Now, the past couple of days, you guys have brought this topic up about the man that injured his lung while he was pleasuring himself.
Yes.
I was wondering how you're going to put that.
Have you given him a nickname?
We've not. Do you have one?
How about Pokemon?
I'll go with that.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah. Thank you for your thought on this this important subject today, sir.
Thank you. We needed a
nickname. I love your show, guys.
We needed a nickname. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Bye. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Good.
We are good. Thank you. We're talking about routines that make you help you get through life.
Yes. I have a weird routine. I've got a Fitbit tracker, and I have to get my 250 steps in every hour, or I just go crazy.
Every hour. All right. Let me ask you a very important question.
What's that?
Do you post and or tell all of your friends how many steps you've taken this hour?
No, I don't.
Yay!
You're so good. Yes! Yeah. You're not annoying.
No, I just got to get my 250 steps in, and I strive for my 10,000 or more a day.
Nice. Well, good. Yeah, your doctor would be like, that's well done. You keep that up for the rest of your life.
You keep that up, and you keep it to yourself, both.
No posting.
Hey, and on another note,
yes.
This is Kim from Valencia. You called me yesterday, and it was anticlimactic. My phone didn't ring. So you had some news to give me, and I don't know what that is.
Well, we did sort of throw it away at the end of the call.
Yes.
And
that,
okay.
And that was that you won $2,000.
Woo! Thank you.
You won $2,000 in our Cachosaurus Rex contest yesterday.
What was the word that you texted in, or do you do them all day?
I did them all day, but my word was clippers.
Clippers.
You have that word again today, too.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yep. What are you going to do with the 2K?
Oh, gosh. I want to take some kind of trip.
Nice.
I need to get out and go.
Nice.
Yeah, now you can. Yeah. It's so much easier than like 2 years ago, the last couple of years.
Congratulations, and sorry for that message.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you stuck through it.
Who are these idiots?
I heard it on the radio. It's like, oh, man.
You heard yourself, your own answering machine on the radio. That's funny.
Exactly, I did.
Well, you won $2,000. Congratulations. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Because you need some positive news to balance out the horrible news you get all day, every day, I do a podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike.
Nice. Where can you find that?
On YouTube or any other podcast platform, but a lot of it is video, so it's best to see on YouTube.
Great news.
Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy, and people are dumb. A woman in Florida was rescued from a sewer after being down there 3 weeks.
3 weeks, man.
She was in the sewer 3 weeks.
Naked, by the way.
Naked, sure. There's that part. The Loch Ness Monster isn't a monster, according to a professor in Scotland. It's a whale penis.
I'm positive that's true. That's the one thing out of all today's weirdness that I believe is true.
And I'm not positive we mentioned this, but there was a woman in Florida who was trapped in a sewer naked for 3 weeks.
Is that right? 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Florida, huh?
Naked.
You don't say. Well, I'm off to get nude and hang out with a cat in Florida in the sewers. So
enjoy that. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Sounds like Cachosaurus Rex.
Does it?
Yeah.
I was in my stomach.
Oh, yes. The word this hour is Clippers. Clippers. C-L-I-P-P-E-R-S.
Is it okay if I just go ahead and do Lakers instead?
No.
No? Has to be Clippers?
This hour is Clippers.
I see. Yes. I see. I get the
You
picture.
Text that to 68683. That's Clippers to 68683 for your chance to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
Oh, no. Look out.
That was my acting.
That was great acting.
Yeah, thank you.
My favorite sound right here.
My agent dropped me years ago. That is a good sound.
Excuse me.
I don't think you're going to say this word.
The Cachosaurus Rex has arrived. You have to text the word.
I'll say it. L-A-F-C.
Mm-hmm. To 68683. That's
L-A-F-C.
To 68683 for your shot at winning $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. Ah!
For us, it's giving away cash.
Yeah.
Cachosaurus Rex.
I'm sorry, he was smashing the...
It's... Oh! Cachosaurus Rex has arrived. Text the word Tustin.
Tustin.
T-U-S-T-I-N to 68683. That's Tustin to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win every hour, a little bit after 20 minutes after the hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck!
Oh.
Oh, my. Oh! Oh!
What is that voice?
I don't know.
That's Cachosaurus Rex. I'm going to say it again because I can't be heard. Cachosaurus. Cachosaurus Rex!
It's not as loud as it sounds.
Okay. Has arrived. This hour's word is angels.
Angels.
A-N-G-E-L-S.
Oh, they want my red shoes. Angels.
Angels. Text that to 68683. That's angels to 68683.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck, Ontario. Posting.
Hey, and on another note,
yes. Yeah.
This is Kim from Valencia. You called me yesterday and it was anticlimactic. My phone didn't ring. So you had some news to give me, and I don't know what that is.
Well, we did sort of throw it away at the end of the call.
Yes.
And
okay. That was that you won
$2,000.
Thank you.
You won $2,000 in our Cachosaurus Rex contest yesterday.
What was the word that you texted in, or do you do them all day?
I did them all day, but my word was Clippers.
Clippers.
You have that word again today, too.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. What are you going to do with the 2K?
Oh, gosh. I want to take some kind of trip.
Nice.
I just need to get out and go.
Nice.
Yeah, now you can. Yeah. It's so much easier than like 2 years ago, the last couple of years.
Congratulations, and sorry for that message.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you stuck through it.
Who are these idiots?
I heard it on the radio. It's like, oh, man.
You heard yourself up your own answering machine on the radio. That's funny.
Exactly, I did.
Well, you won $2,000. Congratulations. Test, test, 1, 2, 3. All right, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for you. Kevin here. Hold on. Kevin here. Sorry, I have to swallow. Okay, I had to swallow. Sorry, I have to swallow. Kev, you son of a bitch, right? Wow, I gotta swallow a lot. Again, what the f***? That is stupid. Gotta swallow. Sorry, I can't stop swallowing. Listen, I'm a child. I have a lot of spit. Is that weird?
Not for you.
Kevin here, you know I love my car chases. This one yesterday involved, God damn it. Now he's chilling. Man, oh dear Lord, I'm going to start again. Nope. I have a lot of spit, man. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with that.
Swallow.
Band calling themselves Smile played at the Revolution Club in London on this day in rock in 1969. You might know them better as Queen. Brian Johnson joined AC/DC on this day in rock in 1980. It was on this day in rock in 1980 when REM played their very first show, calling themselves REM, at the 1111 Coffee Club in Athens, Georgia. 150 people turned up.